Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Ms. Lori Answorth, jazz vocalist. And how are you today, ma'am?
Hi, I'm doing great. I'm really glad to be on your show. Thank you.
It's definitely our pleasure to have you on our show. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started, you know, what you got going on, and tell us about your, I think you have a debut album, either it's out or coming out. Tell us a little bit about
that. I do.
Well,
actually, I have two out, and I'm working on a third. I am just an ordinary gal from Dallas, Texas, which is kind of a jazz center. People might not know Dallas for that, but we have a university close by, the University of North Texas, which has this great jazz program. So Dallas is filled with the best jazz musicians you have ever heard, and many of them are playing on my albums. But that's what I do. I grew up in the music business. My dad was a big band jazz musician back in the days when that was the big thing in music. He started playing with Tommy Dorsey long before I was born, and Freddie Martin, Ernie Felice, Tex Beneke, a lot of big band musicians, and of course, by the time I came along, he was in the commercial recording business. So when I was a child, I would go to these recording sessions where my dad would be leading the singer, singing the radio call letters. Mm-hmm. You know how those jingles used to go? That's the kind of stuff that they used to do. So I always thought that I wanted to grow up and be a singer. And I ended up doing just that, but my recording career didn't really start until a few years ago, and I decided that I would produce my own CDs and do them exactly the way I wanted to do. And I worked with a local keyboard artist and producer, Brian Piper, who is also a second-generation musician. His father was a big band musician and a jingle musician. So we got together and we put these albums together. And it's been amazing the way they have gone over and the respect, really, that they have received from major jazz musicians. I was pretty surprised and pleased at that. So I just keep going doing that.
So can you tell us a little, who inspired you as far as jazz goes? I mean, who would be some of the people that you would say or musicians that you really listen to?
They were mostly people who were around before I was ever born. The one who I would consider my favorite right now, who's been kind of an inspiration to me and has also offered ideas in terms of what to record, is B. Wayne, who goes way back, mostly to like World War II days, 1940s. Doris Day, when she was recording back around that same time, early 40s, with the Les Brown Band. I don't know, Lena Horne, Julie London, Doris Day, I said, a lot of the big band singers, Rosemary Clooney, yeah, Ella Fitzgerald, of course, that's one to hold up as an aspiration, someone to emulate. But nobody really who's around right now, except I think Keeley Smith at least is still alive, and, well, Doris Day is still alive too. Keeley Smith still sings, but I think of her back in the Louis Prima days, uh-huh. back in the 50s in Las Vegas. That kind of singing, that's what I love. And there's a place for that now. There is definitely a niche. It's very, very far away from what most people are listening to, you know, what the mainstream record labels are putting out, but it's much better.
Yeah, I love big band music. I was trying to think of this one artist, a male guy. I cannot even recall his name, but I love big band music. Now, if you're writing, what inspires you? What do you draw from when you're like putting your music together?
Well, most of this music is unearthed. I have a couple of original songs. One of them is going to be on my next CD, but mostly I look for really obscure songs from sometimes even the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. things that maybe were recorded one time or weren't even really recorded and released on a major label. Maybe there's some obscure recording. And then I try to bring them to life, give them something a little new, but still be respectful of the original intent, the original songwriter's intent.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
like I take an old song and sing it like an American Idol. You know, they tell the singers, make it your own. You're playing it too safe. Make it your own. And so you're supposed to over-sing like crazy. I don't do that. I do not.
Uh-huh.
I will not.
Okay. So just smooth jazz.
Smooth. It's pretty smooth, yeah.
Okay. Now, your debut album, Keep It to Yourself, how did you come up with that title?
Oh, my husband and I were just driving around, and we were listening to an old compilation of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong duets. And this mm-hmm. was one that we had not ever heard before, because it was one of their earliest duets before, you know, later on they put out a whole lot together, but this was a really early one. And they sang Necessary Evil as a duet. And we just looked at each other and said, oh, this has got to be it. This is the song that needs to be the lead-off track on the CD. And it became the theme for the whole thing, Necessary Evil. We made it like a detective novel on the cover of the CD. I'm holding a smoking gun, as you can see.
Oh.
Do you have that picture in front of you? Have you seen that?
I have.
It's like the cover of a detective novel.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the idea. Necessary Evil.
Oh,
That's what love is, and that's the kind of love that I'm singing about on the whole CD. Not the kind that's hearts and flowers and happily ever after, but the kind that just makes you crazy or causes some horrible thing to happen. It's a little darker.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I do love
it. And then Keep It to Yourself. Keep It to Yourself. That was
uh-huh.
the first CD. That's a song. That's the title track, the first song on the CD by a friend of mine named Amy Rigby. And it's about telling your current boyfriend that, you know, I know that you would never do anything to hurt my previous boyfriend because you've said that you would never do that, but he really hurt me, you know, and this is where he lives, and this is where he goes after work. just in case you think you might want to, of course I know you never would. That's the idea behind that song. So that's a little dark, too, come to think of it. I seem to have a theme going about men.
Uh-huh.
I guess the third
thing is going to be like
that, too. It's like
instigating something, yeah. I love it. So when you first started doing the jazz, was it difficult for you to move from one type, or have you always wanted to do jazz music? Or was there any other music before the jazz came along?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me about that, because it was a little different. Even though I grew up with jazz, I went more into theater. So I was doing musical theater, show tunes, that kind of thing. And, of course, there's an overlap, because some of the great composers of standards wrote those musical shows. And there were shows that, or there were songs that came out of those shows that ended up being done on their own. Some songs can stand on their own, and a lot of songs really can't. But enough of them can that, you know, say I was doing a Cole Porter musical, there are plenty of songs that can be taken out. I mean, he's the ultimate example, I think, because there are so many songs that can be taken out of his musicals that can be done in front of a band or just recorded on their own. So that's what I do.
Okay.
But I think being in theater first made me very respectful of the material. It's not something that I want to go in and change.
Okay. So, Laura, tell us, what are you working on now? So you have a third album that's coming out?
I do have one that will be coming out probably late spring of next year, and I'm real excited that it has been picked up by a distributor for jazz music. It's called American Showplace
okay.
is it. And I'll be doing some recording up in New York. Well, actually at a studio in New Jersey that a lot of very famous people have recorded at. So I feel as though I'm moving up in the jazz world a bit. So that'll be coming out in the spring. Oh, and I do a lot of things, and I have also co-written a book that has nothing whatsoever to do with music. It's about submarines, which I know came out of left field because you were not expecting anything about submarines. But I know someone who I perform with, he's a keyboard player who I perform with, who was on submarines during the 1970s. And the book that we have written together about his adventures is called The Subpar Adventures of Snakebite and Stonefinger. He was Snakebite on the submarine.
Oh, okay.
Now I've actually written that, and anything you want to know about submarines, I'll tell you. I know.
Okay. Now
it's kind of funny because you'd think a book about sailors would be kind of dirty, like lots of filthy language and stuff, or something that I probably wouldn't be the right person to write. But it's really not, because these were two real great, solid, straight arrow Christian guys who were on a submarine. And so this book is absolutely clean. I have a parrot who lives in my house who cusses more than these guys on the submarine. Oh, that's another thing about me. I have a parrot rescue in my house. I have 13 rescued parrots in my house who are being very quiet right now, by the way, because you can't hear them at all. And that's very unusual.
Not at all.
Oh, they sing too. I have one bird who copies my voice. You wouldn't believe it. He can sing just like me, and he can do my vocal exercises just like me. So he's my little jazz bird.
So how did you come about being a rescue for parrots?
Well, I got a couple of parrots years ago, and then since I am a writer, I started writing a column for a bird magazine. And once I started doing that, I had taken in a handicapped bird, so I was writing about taking care of handicapped and rescued birds, and I got to be kind of famous for that. So when people had a bird with special needs or a bird that needed a home, they got in touch with me, and now we have a whole house full of birds, and they're wonderful. I love birds. And I love singing songs that have bird references. I'm thinking maybe for a CD down the road, I'm going to put out a collection of all kinds of songs that have bird references.
That sounds great. And so you were a three-time nominee for Best Female Vocalist in the Artist Music Guild Heritage Award.
Yes, they are a wonderful organization that mostly mentors, people who are getting started in the music business. I'm in there more as a professional mentor. And every year they have a convention out in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I was up for those awards. We had a wonderful time going out there. I even performed for that group, so that was very nice.
Good.
And I will be out. I'll be out in LA for Grammy Week.
Wow.
Just making connections. Something to do.
It's very, very interesting.
The people that I have met through my music, other musicians and people in the music business. I've made some really wonderful friends. In fact, some Grammy Award winning friends. Ricky Kej in India, he's won the Grammy for Best New Age Recording. He and Votur Kellerman, a flutist, have won together for that. We went to India. I was on tour in India earlier this year, India and Dubai, and I went to Bangalore where Ricky Kej lives, and we did some recording there. He did a club remix of one of my jazz recordings, which was kind of nice because that's a field that I had never even thought of being in. And it worked great. It was a remix of the song Necessary Evil.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out really well.
It's one New Age artist that I came to know and liked his music. Yanni, I like the way he does his music. Yeah, so that's like a kind of jazzy, but it still has a whole lot of different type of instruments that goes along with it. The one that I have, I really like it. So it's really nice. It's really nice. So
and
knowing that
Ricky and Votur are kind of like that. But theirs is more kind of world music, too, considering they're both from different parts of the world. I don't know how, with the Grammys, they put music into different categories because, I mean, what somebody might consider New Age, somebody else might consider world music. So it gets to be kind of confusing that way. But they won for New Age.
They went for New Age. Oh, they won for New Age. So, Laura, if you don't mind sharing with our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, book you for any events, or how they can get your music, you could do that at this time.
Well, they can always write to me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, of course. My email address, I can give you that. Anyone's welcome to send me an email. It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at Laura Ainsworth, and that's AINSWORTH.com, Laura@LauraAinsworth.com. The website is just LauraAinsworth.com, and there's all kinds of information on there about all the projects that I'm doing. There are free music downloads, lots of pictures, all kinds of things. So that would be a worthwhile thing to check out.
Okay. So how do they go about booking you if they wanted to?
Oh, just send me an email, certainly. Yeah, I do my own booking directly.
Wow. Okay. No.
Oh, yeah.
That's really great that you do your own booking. You can.
Yeah, we are kind of an in-house operation. My husband, my husband and I met. I guess we were both in the music business, you could say, when we met. He was a music librarian at the jingle company that I worked at because they also produced music formats for radio. And he is a music encyclopedia, so whenever I want to research a song that maybe I've heard, see who recorded it, see who owns the rights to it, all of that sort of thing, he can do that for me. And he also set up the website and helps promote me. So we're able to handle our booking directly, at least at this point, maybe down the road, you know, when I'm really a tremendous success. We will have a booking company handling that.
We're already such a, I would say, it says the world has fallen in love with Laura Ainsworth. So I gather you have traveled extensively sharing your music with everyone and your nice focus. So you'll be there before you know it, if not already. It's really great. So we wanted to thank you so much for being a part of our show, and I wanted to applaud you for being a rescuer for these birds. I just never thought of anybody that rescued parrots. You know, you have those that rescue the dolphins, the dogs, the cats, and all those other things. You hear about those. But
yeah,
you never hear about
I'm a sucker. I'm
birds.
A sucker. Oh, I just thought, considering I don't know where this show really goes to, outside of Dallas, there is someone, if someone wanted to book me anywhere, I guess, in the world, they should contact someone named John Dewhurst at JD Sounds Music Management, and I can give a phone number for that.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me. 570-216-6943. Or they can get in touch with me directly, and we can just work that out. But sure, I would love to go anywhere in the world and sing.
Oh, yeah, we have listeners outside of the Dallas area. As a matter of fact, we have listeners everywhere, as a matter of fact. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's going to listen to our archives. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So since we
well,
are,
I would just, I would
studio.
Love for people to visit my website because they probably have not heard me sing, and that's the way to do it.
Okay, we'll have to get some of your music so we can play it on our show. That's going to be great, because that's what I work on next, to get some of your music so that we
oh,
can play
it. Oh, you are going to be
show.
Playing it on the show? See, I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't.
Okay.
I will make sure that Mr. Odom get us some music so that we can play it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, we want to thank you so much, Laura, for being on our show, OPM Live.
Well, I enjoyed it so much.
Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So, again, thank you so much.
Thanks. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vimashi.com. Not only would we like to thank all of our sponsors, but we definitely would like to thank our listeners for tuning in to listen to us every Tuesday and Thursday from 6:30 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. Leaving you with this coming from Proverbs 16, 6 through the 8th verse, by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenue without right. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. Closing with our closing song, Release the Sound, by Mr. Johnny Murray.
We sanctify,
we unify,
we lift your praises,
beyond the sky,
we sacrifice,
we give you praise.
You are wrong.